Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits and they come out." News of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the next 13 weeks, we'll be saying these beautiful words, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, who gives us such a beautiful picture of Jesus. But the church has a start with Jesus' two appearances in the synagogues, in his native place, as we heard yesterday. Today, in the place that the evangelist would call his town, was the place where this peripatetic preacher would lay his head. This town from which he called Peter and Andrew, James and John. This town in which he worked most of his miracles. Yesterday, we see what happened when Jesus went to Nazareth. First, they were amazed and astonished at what he said. But then it passed to doubt. Isn't this guy Joseph's son? And then it passed to homicidal rage when Jesus said no prophet is accepted in his native place. Today, we see when he goes to the synagogue in Capernaum, which can still be visited today, that they were astonished at Jesus' words, because he spoke with authority. Scribes and the Pharisees were constantly making citations. When you see the midrashim of the rabbi, it's just one reference after another, as if it's a research paper. Jesus came and didn't say Moses said. He said Moses did say, but I say to you. He spoke as if he were the author. And people were astonished. To back up the power of his words, Jesus right then exorcised, when this demon cried out, why Jesus was there, wondering whether Jesus had come to destroy. Jesus said, "Be quiet, come out of him." And immediately the demon obeyed. Jesus was teaching them, little by little, the power of his word. He would calm stormy seas by that word. He would multiply fish and bread by that word. He would raise the dead by that word. He would make the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk by that word. Ultimately, he would make himself become present in the upper room and on altars by that very same word. We start our accompanying St. Luke with the churches wanting us to have similar astonishment. How important this astonishment is today. In the last month, much has happened in the church. We're back in 2002, but a little bit worse with regard to the scandals. There are many people who are lost and hurting. Many people who have lost their trust in the church and through the church lost their trust in God. One of the most important things we can do to help is to be astonished by God's word, to be astonished by God's presence, to be amazed at what God is continuing to do. so easy for us to focus on the filth that has been brought to the surface. It should have never existed under the surface. But it's far more important for us to focus that Christ is still with us always until the end of time. And the same Lord who came to this synagogue in Capernaum to exorcise comes into his church constantly trying to drive out the devil and the devil's smoke. Are we astonished with what God continues to do? Today's first reading, St. Paul teaches us a very important principle for us never to lose that amazement. As he was doing yesterday, he talks about the power of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit first helps us to understand God, that so who so far exceeds our capacity for comprehension, but not just helps us to understand God in present reality, but to speak about God in a way that others can find credible. No one knows what pertains to God, he says, except the Spirit of God. And we've received not a worldly spirit, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand the things freely given to us by God. Jesus came into our world, came into our life to reveal to us the Father. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us not just to hear what Jesus says, but to enter into the reality of his divine filiation. And once we understand by the power of the Spirit, then we can speak about these things freely given to us by God, not with words taught by human wisdom, but with words taught by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to help us to teach everybody that Jesus is still here, and that Jesus is still acting, and that Jesus is still exercising, and that the Good Shepherd continues to reign. The most powerful words Jesus ever said were on April 6, 30 AD, when he took bread and wine into his hands, and he said, "This is me." As we prepare to receive him within our temple, let us ask him for the grace to send the Holy Spirit so that we might never lose our wonder at what he says and what he does, and what he wishes to say and do through us who have said yes to these things freely given to us by God.